In 2011, there were 16 million freelancers, contractors, independent consultants, and temporary workers in America, according to Emergent Research, a firm studying labor trends. It projects that by 2020, there will be more than 70 million independent workers, making up half of the U.S. workforce. While they may be working for themselves, these independent contractors don't necessarily want to do that alone. So an increasing number of them are forming co-working spaces. Co-working spaces are collaborative work environments. Usually in office buildings, they're places where independent workers can rent a desk or a meeting space either by the week, the day, or even by the hour. It's kind of like a gym membership, but instead of sweats and a water bottle, you pack your laptop. KLW's Irene Flores has the story on Oakland's first formal co-working space.
Like many journalists, I work at a hodgepodge of places. The last time I tried to work at a coffee shop, I procrastinated for over an hour.
Hi, may I get your order?
I needed a quiet place to work, and ideally it would be a place that would bring me in contact with other freelancers. That's when I discovered Tech Liminal in Oakland. Tech Liminal is wedged between a tattoo shop and a fabric store on 14th Street near Alice. Outside, homeless men ask for change and the 26 bus zooms by on its way to Emeryville. Inside, it's much calmer. Tech Liminal is a technology hotspot and salon. There are two floors with Spartan walls and bare tables. On some days, up to three people sit together and work off their laptops. In the back is a do-it-yourself area with tall metal cabinets jammed with wires, scissors, and other DIY gear. This area is quiet most days. But on nights and weekends when makers get together, the small tables come alive as robot-making stations. This place is the creation of Anka Moshoyu.
You don't have to open up that folder. If you scroll down the page...
Back in 2007, Moshoyu was a software engineer developing apps and solving problems for large businesses and startups. As she helped people through their tech fears, she realized the importance of supportive environments. So in 2009, she decided to create one.
When I first started out, it was me and another woman programmer.
She started by hosting WordPress meetups to help novice web developers publish websites.
We have a lot of workshops for small businesses here, for example, where we do support group style work. It's you come here, we talk about what the problem is, what are some possible solutions.
From there, she expanded to attracting entrepreneurs interested in tech and then DIYers.
When I was building a website for the Morecambe Rose Garden here in Oakland, somebody else who wanted to volunteer to work with that came in. He was a technical person. So we wound up building an application that's now live, and we're selling monthly subscriptions to it.
Tech Liminal is part of a rising trend of corporations turning away from the cubicle in order to reduce costs. Last year, the number of co-working locations around the world more than doubled to 1,320, according to the co-working magazine Desk Wanted. Steve King of Emergent Research says that number will continue to rise.
Overall, the rate of people participating in co-working and becoming co-working members is growing even faster than doubling every year. It's about 125% every year. So it's growing very, very rapidly. And so we're seeing co-working facilities growing outside of those traditional tech places. And even within the cities that are tech-oriented, like San Francisco, we have co-working facilities that are targeted at artists, that are targeted at people who make things for a living, small manufacturing companies.
As the number increases, there is a greater gender and ethnic balance.
Women comprise about 35% of the membership of U.S. co-working spaces. And it's interesting, when you look at the independent workforce, women comprise about 53% of independent workers.
But what's actually been really interesting is that a lot of the people who come in here are women.
Back at Anka Moshoyu's Tech Liminal, many women have shown up for workshop weekend.
Well, I'm going to work on the coffee shop.
Instructors are teaching 26 skills in 2 days. There are classes on soldering and stop-motion video. Denise Sa came up from L.A. for the event.
I was promised that 9 years old can do it, so I'm 37. I feel pretty confident.
Putting aside her own self-consciousness, 11-year-old Farah Khadra Norwood collaborated with adults on a film. And?
I'm taking the robot-making one, and this one, and the camping cook stove one. I think it's fun.
You take the file URL, then you go back to...
The co-working space has become so popular, Moshoyu plans to expand.
This is a place where I can really, like, exercise my own imagination. And anybody else that wants to try out interesting things is welcome to come here.
And this is just a start. By the end of the year, Oakland will have 4 formal co-working spaces. One is part of a global co-working network of social impact entrepreneurs called The Hub, which has 30 locations worldwide. All spaces accommodate the growing number of people who might otherwise be working on their own, like me. In Oakland, I'm Irene Flores for Cross Currents.